Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Let's talk about some toys, huh? I mean, that's always fun to do. And we've got toy and pop culture expert, Toy Hall of Fame inductee, and on-air contributor for season three of The Toys That Built America on the History Channel, Jordan Himbrough is with us. Jordan, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Absolutely fantastic.
This is so much fun, and it's a conversation I have a lot in my family, just about toys that you grew up with and toys that you love and just can't forget about. And you've done this most of your life, right?
I've done this since I was 16, basically my entire semi-adult to adult life, yeah, since I was 16, just over like 30 years.
You know, and it's so funny that when you think back, toys have such a connection with special people. I know you talk about Yahtzee, and Yahtzee is a game that my mom loved to play, and every time I think of my mom, I think about Yahtzee, and it just has those kind of connections, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, toys, I've always said this, and I always will, toys are the great leveling field. Toys level the field with everyone, because whether you're a doctor, lawyer, a construction worker, whether you're a celebrity making tons of money, or you're making minimum wage, we all had a childhood. Everyone had a childhood. We all had a favorite toy. Your favorite toy might not be my favorite toy, but we had one, and we had that shared experience. And
right.
I've actually been in rooms with A-list celebrities, people who are very, very famous, and we sit around and we bond over a He-Man action figure or a game of Yahtzee or Scrabble or board games, because we all did that. And a lot of people still do, you know, during the holidays. They played a board game, or they, you know, one guy colors. I know one very famous director who, on the movie set, he'll sit around and take out a coloring book. He says it helps relax him.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, and that's what I love so much.
And now they've got these adult, I don't know what they are, adult coloring books, and I guess those are just coloring books for adults?
Well, the adult coloring books, I mean, you can take on the adult connotation of 18+, but really the adult coloring books are, they're just more sophisticated scenes, a landscape, or, you know, a lighthouse on an ocean, and, you know, you got to take a little more time coloring in the lines, and they have a bigger color assortment, something more picturesque that you know, might appeal to the adult.
And some of these board games, what was your favorite board game as a kid?
I didn't play a lot, but it was Trivial Pursuit, and we covered Trivial Pursuit in the series, so you're going to absolutely love that. We do talk about the game Trivial Pursuit in the series.
I love Trivial Pursuit, and another game that I used to love as a kid was Concentration. And, Jordan, it's funny, some of these older games now, if you can find them, they're so expensive.
Yeah, they can be worth a lot of money, absolutely. A game like Concentration is actually harder to find than Monopoly, because they made more Monopolies. You know, I've got people coming in we have a gallery out here in Jersey, and people will say, you know, I've got a 1940s Monopoly or one of the very first Monopolies, but they made so many of them that, you know, games like Concentration or the Game of Life were actually harder to find and a little more expensive.
I love the Game of Life. What a great game that was. We're talking to Jordan Himbrough here on the National Defense toy and pop culture expert, and also a contributor for season three of The Toys That Built America. Why is the game of Monopoly still so long to play?
They haven't changed the rules yet. It's one of the games that you sit down and you say, all right, here we go. We're gonna you know, spend a couple hours. It's a commitment, is what it is. It's a time commitment.
It really is, and usually we spread it over, you know, 3 or 4 days, and during the pandemic, that it really brought toys back into the mainstream, didn't it?
It did. It brought toys back. It brought board games back. And
it
brought family time. It brought family time back together. You know, the pandemic was, it was a horrible time in our past 2 years of the world. And it was, you know, crazy, crazy times. But one of the few things that did come out of it, and especially in my field, is that families came together. They spent time more at home. And, you know, when they were done looking at their phones or watching TV, they came together and you know, had a game night or played a game. I love that. I love the fact that families, you know, across America, across the world said, okay, you know, the world is nuts. let's take some time to really love each other right. and talk and spend some time with each other. And, you know, by the way, do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh, listen, in my family, games can get heated. They get, you know, I mentioned my mom liked to play Yahtzee, and I can't remember a time that we played that she didn't try to cheat. I mean, it's all, you know, it's always there. And you're going to love this story, Jordan. You're going to love this. My mother-in-law just passed. She was 100 years old. Okay. And
oh, God bless her.
She had lived a fantastic life, and near the end, she started losing her memory. The one thing that brought her back into kind of knowing where she was and everything was a game. She called it Bones. I've heard it called other things. It's with five dice, and you score it a different way. But that's the one thing that brought her back, and she loved it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. And you know what? If a toy can do that, do it. They have toy therapy. Psychologists and child psychologists actually work with toys to work with children. It's been proven that it's helped in cases with autism or maybe severe trauma. I love that. I love people taking a toy and using it for something else, especially for something wonderful like that. That's fantastic about your mother-in-law.
Yeah, it was great.
You and your mother-in-law. Yeah.
You know, the other thing our show is based, dedicated to active duty military veterans and their families. And I've been to the World.
Thank them for their service.
Yeah, thank you. Been to the World War One Museum several times, and you discover that the troops in every conflict, guess what they did to pass the time? They played games.
Oh yeah. No, I believe it. I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine who were in the military and did service and everything. And I got a lot of buddies of mine who were in the Gulf War. And they were over there serving in the Gulf War, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, everything like that. And they said they'd sit around the barracks and they'd talk about their childhood toys.
Yeah.
And they'd all talk about, like, you know, playing games and everything when they were kids. And that's incredible that in a time of conflict, in a time of incredible stress, you're sitting around talking about, hey, man, I had He-Man when I was a kid, or, oh, I had a Transformer. You had one? Oh, that's awesome. And that's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. So what is the, in your opinion, what is the dumbest, what is the dumbest game that ever came out?
The dumbest game? I don't know if there's dumb games. I don't know if there are games that I look at that I scratch my head sometimes. there's a game that just premiered at Toy Fair. I mean, there's games, believe it or not, there's games like called Don't Flush the Toilet. Or Gooey Louie was a game where you had to pick a guy's nose.
I remember that. Yes.
Nose.
Yeah.
Gooey Louie. But the thing is here's the crazy thing about this. When it comes to toys and children, gross sells. I mean, if it poops, farts, it can burp, belch, it'll sell. Kids laugh at that.
Right, right. I remember my kids, when they were little, they had like a little toy moose at Christmas that would poop out of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. They love it. They think it's hysterical. Whether they're eating chocolate raisins or not, they're going to make the moose poop. Yeah, because kids love that. And there's toy manufacturers that just, you know, they do whoopee cushions or they do, you know, fake dog poop or whatever because that's funny to kids. It's funny to me.
Right, right. And Jordan, and I don't think anybody ever grows up. You know, your games evolve into, you know, you go from Yahtzee it converts into golf, you know, later. But you've always got that sense of competition and that sense of camaraderie and that kind of fellowship around playing games with other people, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's just, that's exactly it. It's all about not only playing, but playing together in the sense of community.
Yeah, I love it. Well, man, I can't wait to see the next season of your show. Because
Toys to Build America premieres Sunday, October 15th.
On the History Channel. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.